on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Tzaneen peaking at 29 degrees. We start with news just in. The Johannesburg Metro Police Department has closed the N1 southbound following a tanker crash. The tanker crash after the Maresburg exit. The tanker is believed to be loaded with paraffin and diesel and is currently leaking from the vehicle. Here's JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fitla.
Traffic is being diverted at Albertina Sisulu Road. Law enforcement officials are on scene and emergency services are en route to manage the situation and clear the area. Motorists should expect heavy delays on the N1 South and on alternative routes as traffic diverts. All road users are urged to exercise extreme patience. Please use alternative routes such as Gordon Road or Ondeokers Road to avoid the area.
In other big news this morning, authorities uncovered an illegal brothel during a raid in the Pretoria CBD. The raid was carried out last night. Mayor Nasipi Moyo says the city is actively addressing lawlessness in the central business district. The operation resulted in the arrest of 4 Chinese nationals and approximately 30 undocumented workers. To Parliament now, and Finance Minister Enoch Nwana is set to table the budget in the National Assembly this afternoon. Now, the board of the healthcare funders is calling on the minister to clarify government's plans for medical tax credits. The organization's Katleho Mtudi.
Reform cannot mean stripping away existing protection before the NHI is ready. We are thus urging the minister to confirm that these credits will remain until a sustainable, transparent plan for universal health coverage is in place.
Now, the Umkhonto weSizwe party, meanwhile, says it expects Koronwana to abandon austerity measures. The party says the country is in a national crisis of unemployment and poverty and that the current fiscal framework continues to prioritize investor confidence over citizen needs. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula is calling on government to spare no efforts in investigating under those whose authority 17 South Africans were recruited to fight in the Ukraine-Russia war. The men who are trapped in the war-torn Donbas region of Ukraine were lured to join mercenary forces involved in the war. According to News 24, the men ended up in the combat zone after allegedly being sent to Russia by Jacob Zuma's MK party. Mbulula says the matter should be treated with urgency.
South Africa cannot afford to have sponsorship of mercenary work. Americans come here, poach people, and then give them lots of money, and they go and fight in the war zone in the Middle East and everywhere else. Some who are operatives of the old order. Some of them, we caught them going via Zimbabwe to go and conduct a coup d'etat in Equatorial Guinea.
To Brazil now, and dozens of indigenous protesters forced their way into the COP30 climate summit venue and clashed with security guards. The angry protesters demanded access to the United Nations compound where thousands of delegates from countries from around the world are attending. And finally, we end off in Spain, where a zoo announced the first southern white rhinoceros to be born at the facility is male and doing well under his mother's care. Both mom and baby rhino are also doing well. The birth marks an important milestone for the European Conservation Programme. Southern white rhinos are on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
Thank you so much, Chanel. 5 minutes past 10 o'clock, and that update coming to us regarding our traffic and Gordon.